hello, and welcome to Alpine Valley. Please listen carefully to this announcement as it details important policies for today's show. If you don't catch everything the first time around, don't cry, don't raise your eye, as we will be sure to play it another time or two just for you. For today's show, there are 5 gates open for you to enter the theater. If you attempt to enter at the wrong gate, we may call you a tosser. As you approach and before you get to the gates, if you have an electronic ticket, please ensure that the entire ticket and all associated barcodes have been downloaded to avoid any delays. If you are near the gates, connect to the Wi-Fi network named Mobile Ticket to download your tickets. Those with VIP tickets should enter at, you guessed it, the VIP gate, which is located next to gate number 1 in the main expo building. If you have a fast lane ticket or a T-Mobile fast pass, please enter at the specially marked lane at gate number 1. If you don't have any of those things, spin the wheel of chance and choose any gate to enter the theater today. Don't be confused by any markings on your ticket, such as GA1, GA2, or GA3, as they are not assigned gate numbers. Before entering the theater, you and your belongings will be subject to a metal detector and possible pat-down search. This is to ensure that you don't have any prohibited items stashed anywhere they shouldn't be, like under that curious trench coat, or the flask you have folded in that Burberry scarf. If you choose to refuse the search, you will not be permitted to enter the theater. If you do not have a bag, blanket, or purse, please use the right lanes at gates 1 and 4. These lanes are express lanes for those without any additional items to search. Once again, use the right lanes if you do not have bags, blankets, or purses. In addition, you can help us to keep entry lines as short as possible by following these simple rules as you approach the gates. First, finish your beverages and throw away all bottles and cans well before you get to the search points. You cannot bring them into the theater, and we don't want you to have to chug them during your last minute in line. Second, if you have backpacks, bags, purses, or blankets, use the left lanes, and before you get to the checkpoint, unzip all compartments, unfold all blankets, and remove your hats. And lastly, at all lanes, empty all pockets of any and all metal items. Holding small items such as phones, keys, and money clips in your hand over your head as you approach the search point. Now, let's begin with the items that you will be permitted to bring into the theater for today. These items include extra clothes, non-glass, factory sealed or empty water bottles up to 1 gallon in size and limited to 1 per person, small blankets or tarps, low-level beach-style lawn chairs no more than 9 inches off the ground, small backpacks, bags, or purses, cameras without detachable lenses, and food in clear Ziploc containers including fish and chips, spotted dick, and bangers and mash. And here is a somewhat thorough, but yet not comprehensive list of items that you can't bring in and shouldn't be trying to sneak into the theater. Any of these items should be returned to your vehicle or thrown away prior to getting into the lines at the gates. These prohibited items include any and all cans or bottles of any kind other than non-glass factory sealed or empty water bottles, any aerosol sprays such as bug spray or WD-40, camping style chairs that will completely fold upon you while you attempt to sit on the hill while also blocking the view of those behind you, obscenely large blankets, Benny Hill or Monty Python DVDs, filled or empty camelbacks, umbrellas, and strollers, anyone named Sherlock, weapons of any kind including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, brass knuckles, pepper spray, tridents, cricket bats, brass knuckles, and cannons, a spot of tea and crumpets, laser and LED pointers and glow sticks, anything related to the Spice Girls, noise-making devices such as whistles, air horns, megaphones, and cowbells. Even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell, Marmite and HP sauce, banners, flags, or signs larger than a standard sheet of paper, fireworks of any kind including sparklers, and any and all other items deemed to be unsafe by theater management. Remember, as you approach the gates, throw away your beverages, unzip your bags and purses, unfold your blankets, remove all metal objects from your pockets, remove your hats, and be sure you have downloaded any electronic tickets. Those without bags, blankets, or purses, use the right lanes at gates 1 and 4. We encourage you to keep your knickers, pants, and belts on to avoid any embarrassment and uncomfortable glances while in line at the gates. If you aren't prepared when you get to the search point, you and only you will be responsible for delaying every person behind you in line, which will upset them greatly. And a reminder to connect to the Wi-Fi network named Mobile Ticket while at the gates if you are completely unprepared, haven't been listening, and still need to download your electronic tickets. There are certain technology items that are not permitted into the theater today, and these are those things that create a teenage wasteland. Not using these things will force you to have real conversations with those around you and improve your posture, as you won't be looking down all day long. Prohibited technology items for today's show include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, selfie sticks which allow others to make fun of you when you use them, and any other audio or video recording equipment. Our mascot, Leroy the Llama, has one simple rule for the day. That is to have fun, be nice, and behave while at Alpine Valley, and while you are at it, smile and grin at the change all around. If you don't remember that, and you want to be the bad man, to be the sad man, and you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of the performance, you may be subject to eviction from the theater grounds at our sole discretion, and it may be noted on your permanent record. This includes behavior that is unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, attempting to enter prohibited areas, and any other objectionable conduct. Ensure your physical or electronic ticket are available throughout the day, as we're going to ask to see it as you move throughout the theater. Yes, we know, this may be a pain as you carry your beverages, but we do this to ensure that you and only you are sitting in your seat. Those with specialty tickets, such as those in the front row of Section 102, Preferred Lawn, Deck 13, Expo Party Deck, and those with accessible seats will be issued wristbands as you enter those areas. Once you have been issued a wristband, don't lose it, as you won't get another one. If you should happen not to be able to show a ticket or associated wristband once inside, you will need to find a nice relaxing spot in the lawn, as that will be your new seat for the rest of the show. If you smoke, vape, or chew, you really shouldn't, as it's not healthy for you and in most cases, annoys those people around you. Smoking and vaping is not permitted in all reserved seating areas and in all buildings at Alpine Valley. And please stay out of trouble today by not smoking anything that may be legal in other states or countries while you are here. While on the Alpine Valley grounds, overnight parking, camping, vending, and the use of drones and/or fireworks are all strictly prohibited, with violators being prosecuted. And once you leave the theater today, re-entry is not permitted. Emergency exits are marked throughout the theater and lawn areas. Once you have settled in, please make note of the nearest exits and emergency exits around you, keeping in mind that some exits may be behind you. In the event of an emergency or severe weather, please listen for public address announcements, watch the video screens, and listen to the instructions of theater staff and local law enforcement. The white zone is for immediate loading and unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in a red zone. In the event of a water landing, your life vest is located under your seat. While we know you may not have paid much attention to this, we are still going to pause for a brief, but painless quiz. Question 1. Which of the following items cannot be brought into the theater today? A. A spot of Earl Grey tea with an ice crumpet. B. My James Bond DVD collection. C. A large Union Jack. D. A life-size replica of Stonehenge. E. All of the above. If you answer D, all of the above, you would be right. Question 2. How many colors are used to identify parking lots at Alpine Valley? And bonus points if you remembered which color lot you parked in and what pole number you parked near. There are actually 4 colors used for the parking lots at Alpine Valley: red, yellow, blue, and green. If the bonus question was a bit too tough, we'll see you after the show to help as you wander around aimlessly trying to find your car. And our last question: what was the name of the band that Roger Daltrey formed in 1959, which ultimately became The Who? A. The Ralphies. B. The Detours. C. The Thorsons. D. The Linfers. E. The Adams. If you answered B, The Detours, you really know your onions. Roger Daltrey was expelled from grammar school at age 15, and in 1959 he started The Detours, the band that was to evolve into The Who. Thanks for listening, the happy ones are near. You stay classy, Alpine Valley, and we hope you enjoy today's show.